Welcome to beautiful Franklin County, Florida.
More than 200 community members filled the steps of the Franklin County Courthouse, waving signs, chanting slogans, and signing petitions. There was also no shortage of politicians in Franklin County Tuesday. Those running for office, like Democratic congressional candidate Gwen Graham, and those holding office, like her opponent, Republican Congressman Steve Sutherland, found themselves on the same side of an issue. State Senator Bill Monfort, whose district includes Apalachicola, told a thunderous crowd oysters aren't a partisan issue.
I'm a Democrat, he's a Republican, and we're going to make sure this thing works, okay?
In a rare move, Florida Senators Marco Rubio and Bill Nelson, also on opposite ends of the political divide, held a Senate hearing in Apalachicola to officially document the recently declared fishery disaster in the small North Florida town. The Bay's oyster industry has been spiraling towards collapse in recent years, and Senator Nelson says the reason why is clear.
Over 2,000 jobs are related to harvesting or the processing of oysters on Florida's Gulf Coast. And while federal and state agencies are working together to help those fishermen that have been affected, the primary cause of the disaster, a lack of fresh water.
That lack of water has led to oystermen scraping shallow waters for a couple of bags of bivalves where they used to fill their boats. Since the Fed has declared the area a fishery disaster, it makes them eligible for disaster relief money. But appropriating the funds from Washington is far from certain. And Senator Marco Rubio says even if the money is appropriated, it's not a long-term solution.
They want to stay in this business. I mean, this is the business they want to do. This is what their families have done. This is what the community is grounded on. And at the end of the day, unless we fix this water problem, this funding isn't going to solve that.
The water problem is a decades-long dispute among the states of Alabama, Florida, and Georgia over water consumption, commonly referred to as the Tri-State Water Wars. Florida contends the state of Georgia is using water irresponsibly by hoarding the shared streams to metropolitan areas like Atlanta's. Florida Senator Nelson says the dispute has a simple solution. The Army Corps of Engineers, that's in charge of parceling out water usage, could update its management plan. But the Corps' Mobile District Engineer, Colonel John Chitka, says his hands are tied.
But we cannot dictate. We do not have the authorities to impose conservation on Florida, Alabama, or Georgia. It's not in our authorities.
Since the Corps can't force states to conserve more water, Senator Bill Nelson says Florida is left with two options: pass new legislation in Washington or get the governors of all three states to sign on to a water agreement.
How do you eat this? I'm kidding.
With the taste of oysters fresh on his tongue, Governor Rick Scott announced in the absence of a change to the Army Corps' water manual, federal legislation, or a tri-state agreement, he would be suing Georgia.
You heard the number of oysters that are coming out of this bay is down 90%, something like that. So it's having a dramatic impact, and it's because Georgia has taken our water. The Corps of Engineers has not worried about us. That's why Florida is going to file suit against Georgia, take this all the way to the Supreme Court, make sure we do the right things for the families that live right here.
As expected, Georgia's Governor Nathan Deal wasn't impressed by what he calls Scott's political grandstanding. Deal declined to comment on tape, but did issue a statement saying Scott has had a compromise on his desk for 2 years. In his statement, Deal says, while the timing seems to work for political purposes, it's ironic this comes at a time when Florida and Georgia are experiencing historically high rainfall. Scott is expected to file the suit accusing Florida's northern neighbor of water theft in September. For WFSU News, I'm Ryan Bank.